On today's episode, we discuss some news, like the future of 2021 Run Disney races, and what the Polynesian will look like when it fully reopens next summer. Plus, we give a full review of our stay at Disney's Riviera Resort from last week. This is episode 316 of the Capture the Magic podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. My name is Jared Lee, and I'm joined, as usual, by my lovely wife, Jamie Lee. So, Jamie, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. I suppose we should start the show off with the fact that it is a day late, but it is not our fault, as I would say that. Our internet was out, so it was Wednesday afternoon, about 2 o'clock, and the internet just went out until the next morning. We had not only the internet, it was also the phones. I believe there was a wire or something that got cut. Our entire neighborhood was out of, nobody had internet, nobody had phones. So made for an interesting evening in that you realize how much stuff you use uses the internet.
Yeah, I mean like LTE, nothing. The 5G, 4G, nothing. Nothing was working.
Yeah, the phone,
you could call people, but
Could text in spurts.
Like it was just in and out.
It was very frustrating. So
let me tell you, it went out at 3:07.
Oh, it was at 3.
You know why I know that? I was in the middle of recording a podcast with Rhonda and I'm like, and it just went like everything just went blank. I was like,
Yeah.
So
and my entire everything I do involves the internet, so basically when that goes out, I'm just sort of like, well, okay. So,
but it came up what, like 3 this morning?
I don't know what I woke up and it was working.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I wasn't really checking on the hour every hour.
I only know because I had to check our kids and the monitors on our, you know, it uses the internet, so I was able to check it this morning and I woke up around 3:30 or something. It was working. I was like, oh, good, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's why it's late.
Yeah.
We couldn't record. Even if we could have recorded, which we could have done, we couldn't have the video version, and we wouldn't have been able to upload it. So
correct.
And really, for what we do, too, we weren't able to find the news stories. Because everything we do is either, obviously, from the internet and stored in Google Drive. So we couldn't do anything.
I know. We're very like tied down to our internet, for
yeah,
sure.
So, but yeah, so it's back up. It's running, so it's good. So that's why it's a day late. So we apologize for being a day late. Do you have a question?
Okay. I am all ears.
A quandary, if you will.
Okay.
Is a quandary a fancy way of asking a question?
Uh-huh.
Like I have a quandary. People are like, oh, this guy's smart.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they do? Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the one thing you miss about being in the parks that is no longer there or has changed?
I'm going to say being there or being in any park when it's dark.
Yeah, that goes along with mine. I was going to say fireworks and that, like, sort of go hand in hand.
But well, and I say I'm making it broad and saying dark because all of the parks are closed, at least, you know, especially in the summer, are closed before, you know, before it gets dark.
Yeah.
So you can't enjoy any of the awesome lighting. And we have talked about this many times. We love being at Disney at nighttime.
There's just something different about it. Like, all the parks take on a different personality at night. And it's something that, I thoroughly enjoy it.
And it's getting darker earlier. So, like, if you're at, like Magic Kingdom, for example, if you're at Magic Kingdom late enough, like, if you have, like, a dining reservation that goes late, you'll be able to see the new lighting of the castle and everything, which is new, like, I think this week. So that's exciting. So it's like starting to get to the point where even though it closes early, like the parks close earlier, you're still going to be able to catch some darkness.
Well, and I think, and we're starting to see that with Universal and a little bit of Disney about extending park hours a bit. So as crowds start coming back, and that it is happening, like people are coming more and more, you very well could see those extended to staying open a bit later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say. I mean, I really obviously the fireworks I do miss, but it's not
I miss them so much.
As many times as often, and that's the weird thing. As often as we're able to go now, it's not like we would catch the fireworks every single time we go.
No.
But I really enjoy, especially staying, which we will talk about, at the Riviera. That's a spot where you could see a lot of different fireworks going on because it's at a prime location. You can see Epcot's. I think you can see Magic Kingdoms from there when it's going.
Ooh, can you? I don't know.
Maybe not. I know it was at least, maybe it's just Epcot's.
You could probably catch it at Hollywood Studios.
Yeah,
it was
at Hollywood Studios.
Because you can see
Tower of Terror. Yeah, not Magic Kingdom, Hollywood Studios. Yeah.
Yeah. But only on that one side.
Yeah, but like that stuff, like just seeing it around, like not even having to watch the show, but just being around and be like, oh, there's the fireworks. And just being at night. Like, that's the thing I think that for now is, I would agree with that. But
yeah, hopefully they, I mean, they were doing testing. They were testing the harmonious fireworks at Epcot.
Well, I was going to mention, are we going to talk about that in the news?
No.
Okay, well, I was going to say they have been testing fireworks. I think they'll bring fireworks back. I just think it'll be, I don't know how they'll do it.
Well, my mom and I are talking about this. We remember, you know, very well back in, even the early 2000s, fireworks were not every day.
Right.
It was not an everyday thing. It was maybe a couple times a week.
Yeah.
Usually on the weekends and then like one or two other days during the week, maybe. So if they went back to that, maybe if they're trying to like save money in that way. But what they're not liking or what they're trying to prevent is people congregating in one space and just planting themselves and getting too many people too crowded. They just don't want people to crowd together in the same space.
Yeah. I understand that's probably one of the main reason. But there's ways you could do it. I mean, you can have the circle. I mean, the issue they're going to have, I mean, as people have been talking about wondering if Disney has increased capacity, which mm-hmm. they have not. It's just more people are coming. That'll be interesting to see how it develops. And obviously, if the numbers stay down and things continue to look better and better and better, mm-hmm. whatever the case is, when do they, what comes first? Like, do they increase capacity? Because I feel like, and I've said this before, if they're going to increase capacity, I feel like they then have to do some, you can't just increase capacity as it is now because then there's already lines for everything. So my assumption would be the next time they increase capacity, there would probably be a reduction in social distancing on everything.
Right.
But it's just when does that happen is the question. So, yeah.
Well, there's a story in about magic shots and PhotoPass that I want to talk about this more a little bit later, just FYI.
So this is what you would call a tease?
This is a little bit of a tease. Oh. So we don't have to talk about it right now if you don't want to.
Well, we can wait. That's
okay.
Fine. That's perfectly fine.
Okay.
We can tease that and wait. Okay. But we're obviously going to get into the news and all that stuff and talk about the Riviera.
Mm-hmm.
Which we enjoyed, perhaps.
That was
maybe we hated it.
That was the longest pause ever.
I know. I was trying to create suspense.
It was like, it's like radio. Like, what happened? Did it go out? What did he do?
No, I was just trying to be like, did they like it? Be like, I don't know. We'll have to find out.
I mean, if you're a Club 32 member, or in the Facebook group, you probably already know.
Well.
But if you're not.
Yeah. And if you're not, why
big
not?
Big surprise for you. You'll have to find out.
I mean, come on, guys. All right. Before we get into the news or anything else, we just want to mention some of the other shows on the Capture the Magic Network. We have the Diz Dudes with myself and Mr. Jeremy Stein every Wednesday. We do a live stream usually every Tuesday in Club 32. So we usually hang out in there and God only knows what gets brought up before then. Sometimes the Club 32 conversation pre-show just goes places. Don't even know where.
I never catch those, and it's funny.
Jeremy and I will go live, and I'm like, I have zero clue what is going to be brought up or how it's going to be brought up. But a lot of times it bleeds into the show because it's just something that'll be relevant. So if you'd like to be a part of that, you can go to ctmvip.com to be a part of those live streams, plus all the other stuff you get with Club 32, which we will mention in a moment. You also have Main Street Magic with Jeremy and Rhonda every Tuesday. Jamie has Trip Tales, which is at least once a month, but there'll be two because is there going to be two? You're splitting that one up?
No. I think this one's just going to be one, too.
You flip-flop on that a lot.
It depends. It just depends. There's many factors.
Like I said, I have no idea what goes on over there.
You have no clue.
Unless there's technical difficulties.
Over there? Where's over there?
I feel like it's like if this
Trip Tales land.
No, I feel like this is an office space. Like you would have this corner office over there. And I'm like, can I go in there? Like, no. And you just close the door real quick.
TT,
like,
oh. No boys allowed.
Like, it gets funding, but I don't get any reports. Like, hey, what would you spend money on? I want you to be quiet and go over there. I'm like, all right, I guess. Okay.
You talk about, like, being excluded from Trip Tales a lot.
Unless you need help. And then it's, Jared, come help. And then it's like, get out of here. No, I don't. I don't really feel excluded. I just think it's funny.
I'm not in Disney, so.
I'm kidding. That is a format that's all you.
Okay. For someone that's kidding about it, you do bring it up an awful lot.
I feel like it's a funny visual that there's like a rogue department that like it's almost like a CIA like black group that don't know what they're doing.
Don't ask me about my business, Jared.
All right. Anyways, Trip Tales. You can catch that. It's once a month at least, and you get early access in Club 32 as well. So that'll be one episode this month, but sometimes if they're long enough, they get split up into two. So.
The Club 32 access to this episode or to the newest Trip Tales will go up on I was gonna do it today for you guys on Friday, but I think I'm gonna move it to Monday since we have a new episode here, and then the other episode will go out later.
You know what, you should give Club 32 or is it on Saturday? Give them some.
I can do Saturday.
Give some weekend listening.
There you go, guys. It'll be ready Saturday. Yep.
There you go. Speaking of Club 32, if you'd like to join and if you want more content, like Cool Kids Kitchen, Cigar Lounge, See Team at the Movies, the in-park live streams, apparel discounts, and it also helps us continue to grow the network and continue to upgrade equipment, everything like that. Go to ctmvip.com to check that out. And you also get a private Facebook group and a private podcast feed. And I am going to be adding by request the Riviera music loop to the podcast feed because that's been requested. And I, too, would like it because it's actually rather relaxing. And yes. And of course, we would be remiss if we didn't mention our great travel agency sponsor, Zippity Doo Dah Travel. If you're looking to go to Disney, Universal, or anywhere else in between, go to travelwithzip.com. There's a quick form there you can fill out. Tell them what you're looking to do. Or if you don't even know really what you want to do, just say, I want to go to Disney. What kind of deals are going on? There's deals on that page. Plus, you can just ask them. They'll get in contact with an agent, and their agents are great. They really do make it easier. They've got a really good interface that just makes the whole thing simple. Plus, you don't have to pay for it. Disney, Universal, whoever, they pay the commission. So you basically just get somebody to help you plan your trip, and it's basically free to you. Why would you not do that?
That's a great question.
Yeah. I mean, it's just math. Anyways, I don't know if it's math or not. But anyways, go to travelwithzip.com and use, there's no promo code. Just go to travelwithzip.com. Fill out that form. There you go. My brain's mush. All right. Oh, and I forgot to mention, there is Capture Magic Universal you can catch every 2 weeks. So that's on this feed and on the, it has its own feed as well. So just want to mention that one out there as well. So, all right. Well, let's get into the news. So first one here we've got is our beloved Polynesian is going to go undergo a makeover of sorts. And some concept art has been released.
Yeah. So they announced, last month, a couple weeks ago, that they will not be reopening, that the Polynesian, like, actual hotel part is closing for, like, the rooms and stuff will be closing for refurbishment, and they're going to be fixing, redoing some of the, quote-unquote, arrival experiences. So, Disney Parks blog put out a concept art that they're kind of working through, and it looks pretty.
It does. It's a little bit interesting in that it wasn't that long ago the Polynesian went through an entire refurb.
Okay. Yes, that was the DVC.
Right. Well, the lobby got changed up too.
They
change the statue.
They decreed the fountain. Yeah, they fixed the fountain.
Right.
And they added in Trader Sam's not too long ago. You're right though. It was like 5 years ago that happened.
Yeah.
So it has been going through some recent changes, but it is very popular. So I can understand why they do it. But
right.
This is one of the biggest changes. It will greet you right up front. This is Disney from Disney Parks blog. Says that the new Portico Share will showcase the iconic mid-20th century architecture the Polynesian is famous for. Our team from Walt Disney Imagineering and Walt Disney World have crafted a design inspired by colors, patterns, and textures found throughout the resort. This new entry features a high-pitched, open-truss roof covered in a thatched style. I think they're talking about that, like, crisscross thing. Let's see. There's also a bold facade that features pops of color complementing the longhouses found throughout the resort. Along the monorail station, bold new wooden screens will be covered with geometric patterns and bright tropical colors that complete an exciting new composition that will greet you home when you arrive. Enhancements will also be made to the lush gardens and fountains that have welcomed guests to the resort since opening day. The open and airy design of the entryway will feature dramatic lighting effects, including beautiful chandeliers inspired by glass floats, fishing nets, and oversized bamboo elements. The new chandeliers will match the existing grand chandelier in the resort lobby, artfully bridging interior and exterior spaces. You can still use the Great Ceremonial House, and the dining and retail will be limited hours, just FYI. So yep. This is all going to still be open. It's just that it will be under construction. So,
In the concept art, it looks beautiful.
Yeah, it really does.
I'm excited what it'll look like.
There's not a lot of detail available right now.
It just shows the outside from this one.
Yeah. So, and also the monorail station for Polynesian specifically will be closed from November 2nd through mid-July.
Yes.
So long time.
But if it's going to be back open by 2021, it'll be extensive, but it's not like it's going to take a year.
Right. Now, you can always walk to the Transportation Ticket Center to use the monorail there. Because, I mean, it's especially if you're DVC, staying right at those three longhouses are right next to the walkway. So it's pretty easy. Now, you can also take the walkway that's going to be opening soon, and we'll talk about that in just a second, to the Magic Kingdom, but that's also an option. So it'll just go right through the station. It won't stop once it closes at Poly. So that's pretty exciting. I'm excited. I like new improvements, you know, changes that are good.
Yeah. The only thing about the Poly sometimes is like, if it's broke, don't fix it. But they've had a good... I mean, obviously, it's like you could have said that too when they redid the pool. They moved it so you could see the castle, and I'm sure a lot of people probably like that. They're like, oh, well, this is better. Okay, never mind.
Yeah. Agreed.
So, all right, well, let's go to the next story, which is some special dining discounts this fall at Disney Springs.
Okay, so this is interesting. It's a Monday through Thursday deal.
I wonder when they're having a hard time getting people to come. I just randomly struck me. I'm just thinking out loud, like, when, I wonder, are they trying to get people to come? It must be.
Monday through Thursday, right. Each week through October 29th, which is like a month. Mm-hmm. So what they did is they didn't do like a blanket 20% off at specific restaurants. It's just specific menu items. That's interesting.
So they had to make it complicated.
Yes, they did. So Blaze Pizza, you get 20% off purchase of a pizza and a drink. Let's see, Chef Art Smith's, you get 20% off shrimp and grits. City Works and Eatery and Poorhouse, you get 20% off the Tex-Mex mac and cheese dish, and smoked cheddar mac and cheese dish. Deluxe Burger, you can have a sweet sip with 20% off non-alcoholic artisanal shakes.
What is an artisanal shake?
It's a fancy word for homemade and, I feel like artisanal and specially just, made, I guess.
Should we start saying our podcast is artisanal? It's
an artisanal.
We've crafted podcast. It just for you.
Yes, we should.
Welcome to our artisanal.
It's a fancy word, okay?
It's very fancy.
The Edison, you get 20% off the queen cut prime rib.
That looks good.
That was pretty good. Enzo's Hideaway, 20% off Dolce Vitae charcuterie board. Frontera Cocina, 20% off select dishes and then sparkling margarita. Haagen-Dazs, Hot Diggity Dogs and Mac and Cheese Disney food trucks. Summit Joffrey's, the Pumpkin Cream Brulee cold brew.
Oh, that's really...
Is creme brulee there? Is that different?
It's different.
Oh, it's not Well, it's Starbucks.
Different than Starbucks. Yeah. You're thinking of Starbucks's... The pumpkin cream cold brew.
That's right. I'm thinking. That's why I was like, wait a minute. That's different. Yeah. 20% off Pollo alla Parmigiano at Maria and Enzo's. Morimoto Asia, 20% off the duck ramen specifically. Mm-hmm. Perugia 37, Pizza Ponte, Planet Hollywood, 20% off discount. Your entire bill. Thanks, Planet Hollywood.
Okay.
Polite Pig, 20% off pork rinds. Splitsville, the churros 20% off, Starbucks 20% off. And Wetzel's Pretzels 20% off, Cinnamon Bits. And this is what's what I'm excited about.
I was going to say Starbucks is 20% off merchandise and retail coffee.
Yeah, not the actual drinks. Coffee. Yeah. Sorry about that. And then Wolfgang Puck Express, you get 20% off all handcrafted gourmet pizzas.
Well, you know, I've been eating. Here's the thing.
I actually put this on my list to go there.
I've been wanting to go back there because it's been a couple years since we've been
really
there.
We really like that place.
It's really good. And I'm wanting to do an upcoming article on the site about, because Jeremy and I did the best burgers at Disney, which apparently that's a really hot topic for people because they like it a lot. So
hot take.
I was going to do an article about the best pizza as well. And then whenever it said Blaze and that one. So I feel like this is the perfect timing to have some pizza.
Yes, we shall do that. We'll be back next month. So we can do it then. I will say, just FYI for some people, there is Wolfgang Puck Express and there's Wolfgang Puck Bar and Grill.
They are different.
In Disney Springs.
Yes.
Confusing. So that's all valid from the 21st of this month through October 29th.
Very cool.
There you go.
So you can go get some deals on a couple of things there.
But make sure you take this list with you. Because it's not everything.
I wonder if they'll have stuff like the handout stuff. I would assume they maybe would hand stuff to people when they're getting.
I don't know. They want people to come in the restaurant and spend money on the other things.
Right. Obviously yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go on to the next piece of news we've got, which is about the new Magic Shot and others you can find at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. So every year around the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, they do those special Magic Shots during the party. And they also have some that they do that are available not at the party. The new one this year that we haven't seen before is a flaming pumpkin head.
And that one is new. I have not seen
that
before.
Yeah, it is. You just kind of like hold it in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of frightening. There's a one you can take. Let's see. There's like the one in front of the cauldron, the green stirring cauldron. There's Haunted Mansion kind of look like a black and white kind of picture with like dry ice. There's the Hitchhiking Ghosts. There's, what's his face? The Zero, the dog Zero from... Night Before Christmas.
Oh yeah,
I literally couldn't think of it. But yeah, so there's a couple that you can choose from this year, even though there's no party. So
I mean, they're taking a lot of elements that were part of the Halloween party and kind of sprinkling them into the daily.
Yes, they are.
Things at Magic Kingdom.
And this is what I wanted to talk about since we're talking about Halloween and the crowds and stuff. So obviously, there's no Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party this year, and they're doing the Cavalcades.
Right.
Right.
Which is a fancy word for mini parades.
Yes. And this is what I wanted to talk about.
Artisanal parades.
I'm not sure if we mentioned this in another show or another episode, but basically when we went last time, we were able to catch like four in a row of these cavalcades. And it really is just like one float.
It's like every 5 minutes.
5 or 10
or
minutes.
Or less.
It depends on when they... they schedule them all out to be spread out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming the thinking is they don't want people to gather into one spot and crowd Main Street or the Hub or Frontierland or wherever you guys are standing.
Right.
Here's the problem. I can tell you from our experience this past week when we were standing on Main Street watching the cavalcade... there are little circles spread out on the, like right by the sidewalks where you can stand and safely social distance. Do you want to know how people were responding to the circles? They were ignoring them.
Well, yeah, that's kind
nobody was social distancing. So,
well, yeah.
But you know what though? If you want to catch the, cavalcade and you don't like, and you want to see it and you want to stop, people just stop.
Yeah. I was going to say, it wasn't like people were up on your neck.
No, it wasn't.
It was just,
but it wasn't the 6 feet like they wanted.
No,
you know what
no.
I mean, like Disney's wanting.
Yeah.
So I just want to put that out there, is that as the crowds are increasing, because we were talking about fireworks, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
As the crowds are increasing, that is definitely something you may want to look out for. Like if you're uncomfortable with that kind of spacing of like where it's not 6 feet, find a different space. Go to Liberty Square. Because Liberty Square, there was like no one. Frontierland, there's it's more spread out. So there's definitely places you can find. It's just Main Street was very like not crowded.
Yeah. I mean, again, I didn't find it to be, I mean, I'm sure although that's not something I pay a ton of attention to, of like what other people are doing as much. But
and we weren't there on the weekend, and the weekends were worse.
Weekends are much worse, and that's the thing. Yeah, I mean, even though being there, the weekdays are busier than they were a month ago.
Yes, they are.
So things in general are just busier. Yes, they are. So just keep that in mind. I mean, I know we've even talked about lower crowds, which it was, especially in the beginning, but that word's also gone out. And it is still lower crowds than under normal circumstances.
For sure.
It's just you combine social distancing with everything else going on. It kind of gives the... I still think the wait times are still low. It's just the illusion of you see the line. They're just like... It messes with your brain.
It does.
Because normally you see a line that long, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, that's like a 2-hour wait. And it's like 20 minutes. It's just a very odd thing to see a line to that lane. But yeah, I see what you're saying there. So...
Yes.
All right, let's go to the next piece of news is the about the Disney World Marathon and Princess Half Marathon races. Something happened to those.
Well, Wine and Dine Half Marathon or Wine and Dine Weekend, it all moved to virtual, and they announced that months ago. And that occurs in November. So people were expecting the races to, you know, probably be virtual as well. And that's basically what's happened. So the 2021 Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend and 2021 Disney Princess Half Marathon Weekend are both converted to virtual races or events only. So there's none in person. If you're registered starting, I think it was the 23rd, you'll get instructions from, you'll be emailed instructions on how to make your reservation selection or registration selection for the virtual race on October 7th. But no, there won't be any in-person races. And this was assumed, and most people are not shocked, but yeah, it's still a disappointment. Like, I know there are so many people, especially in our group too, like, just love these races. And I mean, like, it's a great way to see, like, people, you know, run together, do the characters. Like, there's so much going on in these races, and so I definitely get the disappointment.
I thought you were going to say it's a great mystery as if to why people enjoyed running this much, but I agree
with
you.
Let Jared give his opinion on running. Well, just let him do it.
I've said this about 5Ks before. It's always funny to me. I understand the reason behind it.
I am talking about people that do enjoy running.
I understand. Yes. I do understand. I have friends that love running. It's one of those things that I never caught that bug. But yeah, I mean, even the people that I knew that were waiting on it, they were basically like, I know it's going to be virtual. Like,
yeah. So. Yep.
Nothing too surprising there.
But. Yep. So there's a whole big statement they give on rundisney.com. So that'll be in the show notes if you guys want to look at it. But yeah, that's just kind of basically what it is.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for that.
All right. Move on to the next piece of news about more basketball, but not involving the NBA this time.
Yeah. So basically Disney's just getting all the basketball they can. Why World of Sports?
Well, it's because ABC owns the contracts with most of these organizations.
And it's basically, according to ESPN.com, ESPN is planning to move several of its men's college basketball events to ESPN Wide World of Sports. Events expected to move to Walt Disney World include the Champions Classic, Charleston Classic, Myrtle Beach Invitational, NIT Season Tip-Off, Wooden Legacy, Orlando Invitational, Jimmy V Classic, and Diamond Head Classic. You know, and obviously the NBA and the Major League Soccer was all there as well. So
these are tip-off sort of tournaments. So this is why it's not like regular. I mean, they are regular season games, but it's not the same. It's a lot of times, if you're unfamiliar with the way college basketball works, a lot of times the season starts with they call it a tip-off classic, but a lot of times it's a tournament to start the new year with.
Because I was going to say college ball, like March Madness, it's a March.
Yeah, if you've ever played tournaments,
Jamie knows sports.
You do have, I mean, you're not wrong. It is a tournament.
I know.
It's just not as big as that, but yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. That's it.
Okay. Well, we got some news bits. I need to get some music for that or something. I feel like that deserves its own little. Was that supposed to be like?
That was terrible.
Magic? I don't know what's going on.
You looked at me like, Jamie, do some music. but
that's
not what you
if that was
said.
The look that I was portraying to you, I do apologize. That was not the look in which I was going for.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's like How I Met Your Mother, where Marshall and Lily can like hear each other's thoughts, and sometimes they're wrong. I should do that. It's like, that's not what I was saying. Yeah, so water parks plan on opening March of 2021 at Disney.
In relation to this, they announced that if you have a Platinum Plus annual pass, they are refunding you a portion of your pass back since the water parks will not be open.
Makes sense.
There you go.
We don't have that, so.
We don't. We don't have that, so.
We couldn't really get a... We could try, I suppose, but they'll probably just tell us no. Probably. The Grand Floridian has reopened, and the walkway near it is almost ready to open, and they said they're basically just waiting on lighting.
Yeah. So they've been working on this for a couple months, mm-hmm. yes? So before, there was no way to actually walk from Magic Kingdom to Grand Floridian. You had to take the monorail. Obviously, you could take a bus, but there was just the waterway right in between it. So there was no way to get over there. So they just completed the walkway. So now you can do that. But it is, like, if it's at night, it's dark. So you can't see it.
They
so
should just give you, the lighting. They should give people lanterns.
Lanterns?
Yeah, just walk around with lanterns.
I don't know. Now, like, it's still kind of far away, though. Like, it's not like a 5-minute walk.
I feel like the walk is pretty similar to
Hollywood Studios
and Boardwalk. I feel like that walk is probably pretty close to what that'll be. Which that one, I mean, if you're walking quick, you can make that walk in about 10 or 15.
Oh, make no mistake. This is a good thing.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm going to walk. I mean, it gives you, if you're staying over there, you know, it gives you a way to get back. You know, I mean, I'm sure it'll be pretty. I'm sure it's a pretty walk just to kind of stroll back. And
well, I'm trying to think from Polynesian to Grand Floridian. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is it a half a mile walk from Polynesian to Grand Floridian?
Yeah, roughly, I think. Yeah.
Okay. So if you're staying in Poly, you could also walk. Basically, this is a good solution if it's a holiday or a busy fireworks night, like previously, obviously.
Right.
And you just don't want to go on the monorail. You don't want to go to the TTC. You don't want to take a bus. Like, just walk.
Yeah.
It's good. But yeah, so that's exciting.
Very. We should, even though we're not, I don't know. Well, I don't think we're staying in the Grand Floridian soon.
We don't have anything planned, but,
yeah.
but
if
we
do
want
to. We should
to.
Walk it if we do stay there.
Walk the GF. Yeah.
Okay. And the other piece we've got here is Aulani is starting a phased opening on November 1st.
Yep.
So if you're
that's
looking
exciting.
To go there you go.
There you go.
And I'll tell you what's already been open, and mm-hmm. you should open your hearts to it. It's Exfish and Roasters Coffee.
Yes.
It's fantastic. You should open your heart to it and drink it in the morning because it's great. So if you go to exfishandroasters.com and use the promo code CTM15, you'll save 15% off every single order you place. They just came out with a new Voodoo Brew, which is cognac and what was the other thing in there?
It's hint of chocolate with earthy undertones.
I'm very interested to try this. So mm-hmm. I know it's coming. I want to try it.
It's like a medium roast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's got a really cool design and bag. So they've also got the Pumpkin King. They've got the new ones of the Black Cookie, the Prospector's Roast. They've got my Praline. New Orleans Praline is still probably the one that is kind of my go-to. And then the Red Velvet's very good as well.
I feel like it's good timing, too, with the holidays and everything.
I would say that's probably pretty solid
good
timing.
Good job.
Yeah. And something, a pro tip, which I tell people in the group today, try mixing the flavors. That is pretty good.
Oh, the different.
Yeah, like you coffees? Mix them in a little bit. Like I'll do two and two. Like I'll just go half and half. And you can find some good combos. You're like, oh, okay. Like, yeah.
That's a good idea.
Thank you. I thought it up in the morning once and I was done
I
for the day.
Do
I was
this.
Like, well, I'm done for the day. This is my
brain power expended.
Here's my one good idea. Done. So, yeah, go to exhibitionroasters.com and use the promo code CTM15. So, and if you're in the Facebook group, feel free to post your package you get. That seems to be a thing, which I like seeing that, but people post when they get their Exhibition Roasters.
I love seeing that.
Shipments
makes,
in.
Yeah, it makes me happy.
It is a good one. So, all right. Well, let's talk about staying at the Riviera, which we stayed
all
at
right.
last
right.
week.
Okay,
so,
okay.
A little background. This is a DVC resort.
It is.
This is located... It's not in the Riviera. It's at Disney World. do you want to go into about the location and yep. all that?
If you know where Caribbean Beach is.
I do.
It is right next to it. They share a water, like a little pond in the middle.
They do. They you can too. See them from, if you're where we were at our Top Leo's Terrace, you can see them right next to it very easily.
What's that road? What's the road that all, like, Boardwalk and the back entrance to Hollywood Studios? Is it like Buena Vista Drive?
I do not know.
Man, I forgot. Anyway, that street that board that you turn to get onto to Boardwalk and Beach Club and Swan and everything, that's the street it's off of too.
Gotcha.
So, yes. So that's where it is. What next?
Okay. that's the location of it. Very close to Hollywood Studios and Epcot.
So this is, yes, yeah. That's its appeal.
I feel like it's considered an Epcot resort, technically.
I would disagree.
I would too. I'm pretty sure Disney allocates it as that.
Epcot,
but I think
it's area all, resort?
Yeah, but I consider it's a Hollywood Studios resort.
That's a good question.
I think that's what Disney technically.
I would consider Hollywood Studios the area resort.
I would too. I just don't know if they ever put that area on. Anyways, it's close to Hollywood Studios.
Okay.
But all right, let's talk about the decor and the architecture.
Well, can I read you what Disney says about it, and then we can talk about it?
That sounds fantastic.
Great. Great. Disney's Riviera Resort is designed to capture the magic, that's what it says, of Europe that Walt Disney fell in love with once upon a time. Upon arrival, you'll be welcomed home by a palm tree lined boulevard and the striking facade of this resort hotel. From the grand archways and porticos to the tower and terraces, Disney's Riviera Resort is a modern masterpiece of imagination, with each detail drawing upon the influences of Europe and the Mediterranean. Elegance awaits you inside. The main lobby is appointed with a mix of modern and classic 20th century furnishings. You also discover a unique art collection celebrating beloved Disney characters and icons, influenced by master artists who found inspiration along the European Riviera. The ambiance extends outdoors, and then we'll talk about that in a second. But basically, yeah. A lot of fancy, pretty words.
Yes.
And this is considered the European Riviera because it takes like Spanish, French, yeah. Italian, all those.
Right. What was your feelings on the theming? Like, how did you like that?
I liked it a lot. It's a smaller like footprint. Like it's a smaller resort.
It's a very small resort.
Yes.
But it's not necessarily it's not a bad thing though.
Right, it's not a bad thing. And this is just strictly DVC. This is you can spend, like, you can pay cash, like you can do cash rooms for this because Disney does, like, they will rent out some of the DVC rooms. But there's no, like, it's not considered like a hotel. It's like a Disney Vacation Club resort.
Right.
Okay. I just want to make sure that was known. I like the size. It's very, I feel like it's kind of understated. In certain areas, like outside, it's like simple.
It's simple. The
exterior is simple.
I think the way to put it is it's simple but elegant. And it's like how many people talk about Grand Floridian being sort of hoity-toity and they feel out of place there. The Riviera is very elegant and very nice without feeling too posh and making you feel out of place. And I don't know exactly how they did it, what the element, I don't really feel out of place at Grand Floridian, but I understand the feeling people get because it's like a certain, it kind of feels like a country club of sorts.
That makes sense.
But at the Riviera, I don't know exactly, I can't put my finger on it, but you could walk around there in board shorts and whatever and feel totally comfortable. And you could also be dressed up a little bit and feel comfortable. Yeah. Like it's just very interesting how that vibe is in there. So it's, I do like the theming a lot.
Yes, as well. And then that's like the main draw for me, I think, is the theming and the decor.
The
gorgeous.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely gorgeous, you guys.
The art all over the hotel is like, this is what Disney should do at all the hotels, which is this subtle, like, it's not Disney thrown up on the walls like you used to see in the 90s and things like that. It's all like you go down the hallways and have these different paintings of the castle or paintings of different stories from movies and things like that. Mm-hmm. That one wall that has all the stuff of, I mean, there's pictures of Walt all over the place of him in the Riviera.
Where was that?
That was right at the main lobby going down. Yeah, there's a lounge to the left there.
That's right.
And there was one wall. Mm-hmm. And there was a couple of places in the resort that had that. But it was really cool. I mean, just seeing all of that in there. They were black and white pictures. So the theming and the pictures and the art in here are really, really, it's subtle, but it's almost the way they space out and do it. It's just, it's perfect.
Yeah. I liked the color palette.
Yeah.
As in, it was very, I would say natural mm-hmm. colors. Like the hallways to the rooms were like a very like soft, I would say taupe maybe. Like a grayish.
Yeah, they weren't white.
Grayish.
Right.
It was grayish. It was beige and gray. Mm-hmm. It was that color. With white, and it was they were bright, and the carpet. It was just it obviously it just opened last December. So it's still very new. But it, you know, it looked new, it looked bright, looked regal kind of. Mm-hmm. But also very simple. I really liked the music.
I was gonna say, I've had my mm-hmm. we all know I've had my beef with the French.
That was a good question I had in my brain.
In the mm-hmm. the European area, if you will. Mm-hmm. But I love this. The music
is interesting to me. Honestly, it really is.
Listen, I can understand they have some things to offer. You know, uh-huh. I'm not saying they don't. I have beefs in other areas, but one of them is not the music that was played at this resort. Yeah. They played. It was French versions of songs.
Yeah, it was Disney songs sung in French Italian.
So it'd be a song you would recognize, and then it was being a French version. It was just very, I don't know, it was very like soothing. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of it, but it the thing is, it fit perfectly into the theming of the entire resort. Like
yeah.
This resort, from beginning to end, is one of the most consistent theming feels, all that stuff. Like everything is just coherent in the whole thing. Like just
yeah.
consistent the whole way through.
And I will mention, since it is just a DVC resort, the lobby is very small.
It is small.
So there's a seating.
But it's really nice.
Yes, it's really nice. And there's a seating area. And then we'll talk about kind of the other amenities and stuff you can get there. But like check-in area is small too. And there's basically two places, you know, you can go left, you can go right to go to your rooms.
Well, and that's the thing about this place is everything's connected. So there's no separate thing. You can go mm-hmm. you can go inside. You know, once you're in the lobby, you can get to your room. You don't have to go back outside if you don't want to.
There's no like longhouses, like
right, and I kind of like that. Like I kind of feel I like how everything sort of feels connected that way.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Anything else about the lobby?
I like the lighting.
The staff was great.
There was a lot of people just standing there saying, "Welcome to Riviera. Hello, how are you?"
They were one of the more
a lot of people.
They were one of the more friendly staffs we've encountered, though. Mm-hmm. Like we got there and bell service, and you know, like we got there, we were gonna go to Magic Kingdom that night, and sometimes the bell services, it can take a little bit to get your luggage and things like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, can I just get a bell like cart myself? And they're like, yeah, sure, just take that one. I was like, oh, okay, yeah. Cool. And then when we were going to check out, I was looking for a cart, and the lady at the thing said, she told me the bell services lady outside said they couldn't use the one they had. And I walked back in, and I don't know if it was a manager or not. She goes, are you looking for a cart? And I was like, yeah, I don't know if I can get one. She goes, yeah, let me just go grab that one for you. So she like went and got the one that the lady said I couldn't have. So got that. But they were like very helpful. Every time we'd come in, they were very talkative and helpful and things like that. So, I mean, staff-wise, yeah. One of the more involved, like every time you walk in, they were just like, welcome back. Hello.
Yeah,
like, not intrusive. Not like they were trying to sell you a timeshare, but like very...
yeah,
just very ready to help if you needed something, very accessible.
Yeah, cast members were great.
All right, well, let's talk about, we'll give our overall feelings here shortly, but let's talk about the room.
Okay.
How did you feel about the room?
Well, we had a studio preferred view, so that faces the water or Caribbean beach and like the pools. We couldn't see the Skyliner from our room because it was on the other side.
Right.
But beautiful view.
Oh my gosh, the view.
Gorgeous view.
I will put also in the group, I took some pictures. I've gotten, mm-hmm. I will say I've gotten moderately decent at taking pictures. Mm-hmm. I will put some pictures that we took from the whole resort. Like there's a whole bunch I'll put in there for the group tomorrow. But one of them, the view of our room was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, it was beautiful.
It was beautiful. Balcony was a good size. Not too bad. And really heavy doors. I don't know why this matters, but sometimes they're really, like, the doors are just so shaky. No, good balcony doors.
They were heavy. They also did good on blocking any sound. Because there was a lot of people that resort, because again, it's pretty quaint, it's pretty tight in there, and the pool was right below us, and that there was some rowdier, call them middle-aged people being kind of rowdy. Like,
yeah, I didn't hear them.
Yeah, you couldn't hear them. I mean, outside you could hear them, because they were yelling. They weren't being, like, insanely loud, but they were being kind of loud.
You know, I thought about it, too. I know there was someone above us and below us, because I could see them on the balconies when I was looking, like, down below. I was looking up, and I was like, I could see them in their balconies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there were people, you know, next to us, too, or even close to us, and I didn't hear any noise the whole time we were there.
No, I didn't either.
So, yeah, good sound.
Yeah.
Okay, so the room itself. So when you first walk in, it is, it's set up very similarly to the other resorts. You've got, like, the entry area, you've got bathroom, kitchenette, and this is for the studios, obviously, this kitchenette, and then the main area part with the bed, and the pull-out or Murphy
was
bed
a Murphy
in this case,
bed
but,
in this case, yeah. In the trundle bed.
So pretty.
Oh, it was a gorgeous room.
So pretty.
I mean, the only thing that would rival it at this point was when we got upgraded to Beach Club to the one bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say Riviera is a more elegant type of room.
It's more elegant. Beach Club, yeah. It's so hard to compare.
Yeah. I did like about this was, so when you come into the right, you got the bathrooms, you had pocket doors. So
yeah, they all have pocket doors.
You had to the right, you had a door that was in there. It was the toilet and the shower, another pocket door, and then another part of the bathroom was the sink and the bathtub. So you had a shower and a bathtub.
And also shower, yeah.
And then there was another exit door there. So technically you had three pocket doors that you could use, which is very good for space and for us. And there was a good spot near the front door that we put Baby Thor with the pack and play. It fit perfectly.
Perfect, you guys. If you have babies or little kids that are still in pack and play, perfect spot.
Yeah, and the fan for the AC is right above there. So if you put the fan to run the whole time, that it works really good to, like, in case there is people in the hallways. But the doors are rather thick. I didn't really hear anybody being loud in the hallways. But I don't know how much that would have.
Except for the little vacuum thing.
Like, well, two the carpet cleaner. Yeah. That's why they did that midday.
Yeah, that's right.
But,
how'd you feel about the rainfall shower?
I like the rainfall shower. It's interesting. Nice. But, this is the shower was very nice.
Was
I mean, everything was bronze handles, bronze.
Is it marble?
Yes.
It was marble.
Yeah, marble, everything. So, very, very nice. I liked the Murphy bed. And it was very comfortable.
Yeah. So it was in lieu of a pullout, like a lot of places have in the studios. This is Murphy bed. Mm-hmm. So the Murphys are set up to where, and this is just in like the tower studios as well. You just pull it down from the wall and it comes right over the couch. You don't have to move the couch.
Which is kind of nice because a lot of people have the beef about the Murphy beds being part of a table. So you got to move stuff off the tables, whereas this is just the couch.
Yeah.
And
the table in front of, like, the coffee table in front of the couch is low enough to the ground, you don't got to move it.
No, and I was going to say, for us, we had to move that. So one thing about the bed, the main part bed, is it's from the cruise lines that you can put things underneath it, like your luggage and things like that. We had to move the coffee table under there because Baby Thor is in this stage where he wants to climb everything.
Oh,
and all he wanted to do was climb that coffee table over and over and over again, and he was eventually going to hurt himself. So we had to put that underneath the bed there. So that's where we put it. So if you got little ones that climb, you can put it underneath there. But it worked great. Like it's, and the Murphy beds and even the pull-up beds in the couches are comfortable. So.
Yeah. I laid on it a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was pretty comfy.
The trundle bed that our daughter likes, those in there too, which is good. That was Rapunzel themed.
The pull down underneath the TV.
Yeah.
So. That's her, always her bed if we've got one.
Yeah. And there's a little tape, there's a little circle. There was a little circle table there where you could have chairs. So that's where
chairs, little table.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's where our daughter would eat and stuff like that. Yep. So
plenty of places to sit.
Yeah.
It had more space than I thought there would be. So that was
there was more space than I thought it would be, and the space was used very efficiently.
Yep. They're doing really well with that lately. There was a closet when you first walk in, right where we put his pack and play. There is a closet in there. I think you skipped that part. And there's a mirror over there as well. And it was just, you know, the furnishings are nice, and there's little touches here and there, like the I guess it's not really a headboard. It's like, it's attached to the wall, but it's like the woodwork was mm-hmm. really pretty. Mm-hmm. And it had like the arms.
She'd say there's a fridge, there's a microwave
with the
little
kitchenette.
Mm-hmm. Little bit bigger fridge than normal DVC ones typically. Yep. So that's bigger mm-hmm. than the ones you'll normally see.
Smart TV. That was nice. They said, welcome Lee family.
Yeah. We turned it on. The nice thing about those too is you can, if you've got Disney Plus, you can sync your phone to the TV and you can play Disney Plus through it there. So that,
because
that
they don't have Disney Plus in the resort rooms, which makes me mad.
I don't. Yeah, they should.
I don't know.
It would be a good tease to like get people to do it and like get Disney Plus if they don't have it. But yeah.
One last thing I'll say about the rooms: the lights, the lighting, like the fixtures.
Yeah.
Put out very pretty light. I don't know how to explain it better, but just the way it shattered, like, I don't know.
It was just very scattered. Very well done. Yeah, very pretty. Yeah.
And so. Comfortable. Beds are comfortable like usual mm-hmm. and stuff. So, it was just gorgeous. So.
Yeah. Totally agree there. All right, let's talk about the other thing that we enjoyed about this resort. If you haven't figured it out yet, is the food, restaurant, and bars.
Food.
So you've got the Le Petit Café, which is right off of the lobby, and that's got more of, it's got cupcakes and coffee and
little
stuff
snack.
Like that.
Yeah.
And you got, what'd you get from there?
Pumpkin glacé coffee.
Do you like it?
It was okay. It was good.
It tastes like fall in a cup.
It did taste like fall in a cup. It was a little more strong than I'm used to. I usually get chai tea lattes. Those are my favorite. This was more strong. But it was good. It was good.
Yeah. So they had a bunch of cool, I mean, they had really cool looking cupcakes and things like that. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a nice little thing you can go get there.
It's pretty small, but it's super cute.
Yeah. Then there was Primo Piatto, which is the quick service here.
Downstairs.
I can say we had everything on their menu except for breakfast. We didn't get breakfast. I do want to go back and try because someone said the breakfast pizzas is really good, but. Oh my goodness, all this food was great.
Everything we
like,
had
everything
was great.
Everything here was good.
Oh my gosh. The burger.
I had the burger. So it was a bacon cheddar cheeseburger. I put it on my top five list for Diz Dudes on best burgers. It was a great burger. And it was one that surprised me because I'll try the burgers just because it's kind of become a little bit of my thing because I'm not like a quote foodie, but very good. Mm-hmm. And I got a side of tomato soup because I saw it on the menu and I was like, oh, okay, I hate tomatoes, but I like tomato soup. So I don't know how that goes, but this was the best tomato soup I've ever had.
Wow.
Like it blew. I was like, oh, yeah, my gosh. Yeah. And then what did you get the first night?
The first night I got the croque monsieur.
That's right.
Which I've had before and it was good. It wasn't the best I've ever had, but it was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
A lot of cheese on the top and
yeah.
I'm not so a fan of
I would say the thing
cheese.
That could be the best is their grilled chicken sandwich. The grilled chicken sandwich.
It was like a caprese salad in on a chicken sandwich. It was so good, you guys.
It was good.
So good.
Very flavorful.
We got that twice.
Mm-hmm. And I got another thickened tomato soup too. And then I can say the pizza's solid, especially for quick service, and I've had my opinion and thoughts about Disney's pizza. Mm-hmm. This is one of the better pizzas, especially quick service, you're going to get at Disney property. It's actually pretty flavorful. It's got good crust.
Not as much sauce, which I like.
Yeah. I got just sausage. Usually it's sausage and pepperoni. I got just sausage. Mm-hmm. Plenty of toppings. It was a very solid pizza. Like, I was pretty impressed with it. So,
yeah.
Like I said, we didn't have any breakfast. Did fries too. You could get normal fries. You get fries that basically had like Parmesan and cheese and stuff sprinkled, or oregano or something.
No,
Romano. Sprinkled on it with no extra charge.
That was good.
Those were good.
Those are really good.
Everything here was good.
It was just good.
Yeah.
Have to mobile order there, just FYI.
You do, unless it broke down like it did one night, and then you order in person. But you can also get stuff like normal quick service, like you know, beers and drinks here. They even had wine you could get. Mm-hmm. So,
and it's located right outside the main recreation pool. The main feature pool.
Yeah.
And then next to Bar Riva, which we didn't get to do.
Bar Riva's right next to it. It's your
kids, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bar. They do have food there, but you know, it's a poolside kind of bar. But we did. It's very cool looking there. But we did not get a chance to go there because, you know, kids. Mm-hmm. But we will go back and go there sometime just to try it out. But and then the other place we had was Topolino's Terrace, which is, if you've ever heard of this place, we were very looking forward to this. We did the breakfast, the character breakfast.
Do you want to do like a full review another episode?
Yes, because there's a lot we could talk about with this.
It was good.
But we really liked it.
Really?
I'll just say this. They consider meats a side and they're unlimited. Just going to say that.
That's it.
They told me the bacon and sausage was unlimited. And I was like, you, sir,
have worn my heart.
Can just bring me all of it now.
Yeah. We'll talk about that on a different episode. It was a wonderful experience.
Yeah. So that plate, it's good. Just trust in that.
Yeah.
We'll do a whole episode on that one. So, and it's a good alternative now with the characters of, it's one of the only places you can get to really get
character interaction.
Kind of any character interaction. So, but I will definitely say, awesome view up there.
Don't say anymore.
I'm just a little bit about it. Jamie, by the way, if you guys want to know, she just struck me on the episode. This is only a one-way road.
Okay, well.
If that was reversed, I would be in big trouble. I just want to say, it's very cool up there. Thoroughly enjoy it, but we'll do a full review on it. So.
Yes.
You act like I'm giving away secrets.
Well, just don't give away the milk. Come on, man.
I just said I like the area. It's okay.
Okay.
Goodness.
Moving on.
All right. Well, let's talk about the... And this is a surprisingly sort of strong suit of this resort is the common areas and recreation you can have here. Mm-hmm. So there's a rec room, which is... And everything in this resort is very small. So if you're in the main lobby, you go downstairs or take an elevator... And there's a skinny hallway. If you go to your left, you're still inside. That will take you eventually to restrooms or Primo Piatto. But before you get there, if you go to your left, there is a rec room where it's big.
It's a good size.
And it's where, you know, especially for our daughter, you can go there. You can color. You can, it's all free. It's free to color. You can go in there and they'll, if you want to color Elsa or whoever, they'll give you coloring books, pages. Crayons, markers, and all that. You can pay extra. They had some things like you could pay $5 for like a canvas bag. You could color. They had some extra upgrade things. They was playing the Mickey shorts the whole time.
Uh-huh.
They had wine in the fridge in there.
And you asked?
Well, I asked because I went in there and I was walking through the resort.
Like, what's that wine in there?
Well, no. I went in there when I was walking around, I was just like, oh, I've never seen one so prominently off to the side. And I was talking to the girl and she said, yeah, it's one of the it's new and it's one of the better ones. And then we were going to go to Hollywood Studios one day and then it started just pouring.
Yeah.
So we just went in there and our daughter loves to color. So we were in there for like an hour and a half just coloring. And I was asking, I was like, is
what
that...
What did you do in there, Jared?
I colored.
What'd you color?
Colored Captain America. colored the crap out of Captain America.
You did a great job.
Tell you that much.
You did a great job.
They put it on the wall. They should have. They didn't do it.
Sorry.
But they had... You know, like wine fridges. And I was like, is that wine in there? And she's like, yeah. She's like, once upon a time when things were normal, they had like wine tastings and stuff like that. Because they had couches and stuff in there too. So under normal circumstances, they do more stuff in this room than just going in there color. But the girls that were in there were awesome.
They were really happy to have people in there.
Yeah.
Because I'm guessing they don't have a lot that go into... the room.
I don't know if they do or not normally. Because our daughter, I mean, she wanted Elsa. They were out of Elsa, and then the girl was gone for a little bit. She came back with a bunch of Elsas, and she went to get photocopy them. So it was like Elsa and Ariel and all of them. So, basically, whichever ones you want to color, like they'll let you do. So it was really cool. If your kids like to color, and it does have a rainy afternoon, or you just need some, they just need some time to just chill out, it's a good place to go.
You talk about the gym?
Yeah, there's not much to the gym.
What's it called? Athletique.
I think so. It's very small in there. It's nice, but there's a row machine. There's mostly cardio equipment. There is a cable machine. They got some dumbbells that go to 50, and really that's it. It's not very big. It's not... of the other ones I've been around, the deluxe ones, I would say it's probably the smallest one. But
okay.
It's nice and clean. It's just... It's
just small.
Doesn't have a lot of stuff to it. So
okay.
So about the pool. So I didn't get to go to the pool. You took our daughter to the pool.
I did. So we did the feature pool, which is called the Riviera Pool, aptly named. It's fine. There's really not much to it. There's a good slide. Mm-hmm. This light is pretty good. It kind of goes around like a little, I don't know what that's called. It's just like a tower, kind of. But it's like the French theme, Mediterranean themed, I guess. And it kind of winds around. But the pool is not very big. There's lots of seating. There's lots of like lounge chairs and everything. And there's a zero entry part. And, so we were in there for, I don't know, like half an hour. And then she decided she wanted to check out the play area, which is called Sivu Play, P-L-A-Y, instead of P-L-A-I-T, which Sivu Play means please in French. But it's play on words. I got a kick out of that because I used to speak French years ago.
I didn't get as much of a kick out as you did, but yes.
Yeah, okay. Right. So that was fun. But it's really pretty. It almost looks like beautiful stonework within.
It is really pretty looking.
Yeah, like lots of, like two slides. Please, you can like squirt the kids with the water stuff. And oh man, she loved that. So we were there for a while. And then there's another pool. This is like the quiet pool. It's called Beau Soleil. It's beautiful sun.
It's only like 3 feet deep.
Yeah, it's real small. Very small. It's a drinking pool, you guys.
It's a drinking pool. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. And the interesting about the pool is when you're on the ground level, they kind of have shrubs around it more. So it's almost like private.
Yes.
You can't really see in there when you're walking around. So that's kind of nice to have that. Especially what I would call the drinking pool. You couldn't see in there for the most part unless you were in there or like if you're up in the balcony, you could see
now, it. Now, there's the two pools. And how far apart would you say that they are?
The pools? 50 yards?
Maybe.
They're like not far apart.
Very close.
Yeah.
So it's just, like I said, just a smaller resort. So it's just a smaller footprint.
I mean, if we're talking like, you know, you could probably easily could throw like a baseball to the other one.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And like the middle part, like the lawn is manicured. Lots of like shrubs and
had a lot of
horticulture,
grassy areas with porch swings, extra seating.
They had the porch swings.
They did. It had two or three of them out there.
It was very.
It had creative. A cool little seating area that you could sit there like facing the water as well, down toward the
that was nice
the body of water. So
I'm guessing they used that for.
If we didn't have stuff. The children that were angry at us about food, we probably would have gotten our quick service food and eaten it down there. It'd have been beautiful, but they would have just yelled at us.
How dare you,
Baby Thor? At different parts, Baby Thor was. I think he started throwing things at us. He was so hungry. And it had been only like an hour since he'd eaten. So,
in case people wonder, food.
He does. All right. Anything else you want to add about any of that stuff just then? The recreation
Nope. You want to talk about the Skyliner?
I do. That's what I was going to mention. So, this one has direct access to the Skyliner.
It is, in fact, covered from Riviera Resort to the station.
Yeah. And in there, they've kind of got a cool mural of Rapunzel, and then they also Peter Pan.
Or Neverland.
Either way.
To London.
Anyways, but those are really cool in there. So.
But I had never seen it. Like, I had seen pictures, but I'd never seen, like, a video of it. But, like, it's archway, and the mural goes all the way on the top.
Yeah.
All the way down. So it's, like, it completely covers you from the bottom to top. That was really cool. And there's a little fountain in the middle. It's super pretty, you guys.
And I will say.
And that's just on the way to the Skyliner.
I haven't been the biggest fan of the Skyliner in terms of.
You don't say.
I've had. And again, it's not that when it's working, is you know, you get stuck up there. I'm not a big fan of heights. But no. So we were coming out of Hollywood Studios. And the Skyliner, when it stormed, they don't run the Skyliner. It had stopped. So when we went, the Skyliner was an option. So we go to leave, the Skyliner was running again. And I was like,
our daughter saw it. She was like, oh, the Skyliner. Yeah. And I was like, okay.
I was like, all right. Because you were like, well, you can take the bus. I'm like, I'm not going to take the bus. Like, I'll just get on it. Which we did meet riding the Skyliner. A Club 32 member, Jim, was there. So we met Jim, who's a nice fella. So
shout out to Jim. Yeah.
So I rode the Skyliner. And I will say, I enjoy it the more I ride it. I still have my if you want to call it beef with it being, if it does break down, you're just stranded in the air like just hanging there. But
like you say, it's a beef with Skyliner. It's not like you're in an argument with Skyliner. Listen,
they know what they do. All right, they understand. But it was a very, actually it was pretty relaxing ride back to Riviera, and it was very quick. And again, if it's working, it's great. And it's just if it ever does break down up there, but. So it is a nice feature to have there to be able to get, especially to Epcot and Hollywood Studios there. So
very nice.
Yeah. So
I like it a lot.
Anything you would like to add? Final thoughts, and what would you give it on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh gosh. 9.
I would easily give it a 9.
9. Now, if we, you know, we want to stay there again for sure. I would like to try a 1-bedroom if possible. Just to kind of spread out a little bit more. You know, we still had enough room for just the 4 of us, and it was fine.
For a studio, it was one of the best ones we've stayed in, given the space usage there. And I think a lot of it was being able to put Baby Thor's pack and play in that little area.
Gosh, that was
helped
awesome.
A ton.
That was awesome. Yeah. Yep. So yeah, I give it a 9. I don't know what I was expecting. I was very excited prior to going. But now that I've experienced it, I just keep thinking about, like, dang, I just love it. I love the accents of color and like the awnings around the hotel rooms, and again, the music, the ambiance. It's just very nice. Location is amazing. Not a fan of the buses.
Well, it's buses in general, though.
Yeah, but
we had to wait a bit for buses. I mean, again, we don't normally do buses often. The only one we ever really do it for is Magic Kingdom, which we did.
Yes.
And I think we ended up waiting for almost like 45 minutes.
It was, yeah. It was long. A bit. It was long.
But I think that's more of just they're not running as many bus drivers.
I know, sorry. I shouldn't say specifically Riviera's fault. It was just the bus system.
I mean,
but I will say, from the lobby to the bus stop, which is you have to kind of walk down for the Boardwalk Share and the temporary parking down below here, it's all covered.
It is.
You don't have to get out in the sun.
It is. I would give it a 9. I did. So before going here, I mentioned I didn't step foot on this resort. I wanted to be sort of just taking a
look
at once.
Me too. I hadn't been either.
I absolutely loved it. I thought this was... It's easily my top 3. I mean, top 3 is Poly, Beach Club, and Riviera.
High five, Beach Club.
Sure. Oh, high five. Okay.
Yeah.
I loved the theming. I loved the feel. I loved the food. The food was amazing. Disney's definitely doing much better and better quality of quick service. Like, I want to go back and try the breakfast pizza. I want to do Topolino's for dinner. Mm-hmm. I'd like to go up there in the evening time.
Oh yeah.
This whole place, I just love it. I love
it's
how
so good.
Tight and quaint it is. I actually think that's kind of an advantage to it, because it's not so strung out. You can't feel like you can do everything. I mean,
it's
we basically did almost everything,
and we were only there for 2 nights.
It's perfect place for a very short weekend stay or something like that. So,
you know, you mentioned your top 3. I agree. My Poly, Beach Club, and Riviera, top 3 easy, which means it has kicked out Wilderness Lodge out of my top 3. It's now moved to my number 4.
Well,
but we're staying at Copper Creek next month, so I could change my mind.
I mean, it's one of those where it's in the top 3, and it's like, where do I want to rank? I don't even want to go through the mental thing of like ranking them at this point. Cause
no, I can't. I can't do it.
I do love this resort. I've thoroughly, like, from, I remember walking, because Baby Thor was taking a nap when we got there, so I went in ahead and took some pictures and walked around. And just walking around it, it's just so, again, it's elegant without being... making you give that feeling of like, oh, I don't belong here,
right,
sort of thing. And I don't know exactly how they pulled that off, but they did. And it even had the giant, when you walk in the lobby, the back end, there's a big window there we can see out, and it's just so, especially at night, it's so pretty.
Yep, it's very pretty.
Yeah, thoroughly enjoyed it. So give it a 9.
Me too.
If you're contemplating staying here, you should stay here. It's great.
Agreed.
So, anything else you want to add about it?
No, I was just going to add something in housekeeping.
Oh, okay. We'll go for it.
Well, I was going to mention, everybody, that I have started, well, we both have actually started doing more with our Instagram account, and Cap the Magic is what the account is. More lately, we've been doing more stories, more posts and everything. And apparently, a lot of you like that. So we will.
It seemed to have gone over well.
So I did update when we were gone for the for the, I think it was like Wednesday through Saturday. We were gone for those 4 days, and I tried to update the stories as much as I could. And there were a lot of people in the group in Club 32 that were just like, thank you so much. So I will be doing that more.
Well, and a lot of people are kind of, makes sense with an election year. Like a lot of people are kind of taking Facebook hiatuses. So
it's a little rough out there, Facebook land.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So you can find us on Instagram more if you prefer.
And we still do Club 32. We still do the live streams and things like that. Yes. So these are just little pictures, things and stuff like that. But you know, it's fun doing that because it's a little bit of a different audience. But a lot of people that are in like Club 32 in the main group are over there too. So
yes,
That's a good housekeeping. So it's at Cap the Magic is the Instagram handle there. So
yes.
All right. I think that's all.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I will say there's going to be CTM in CTM Fit. There will be a diet bet going on.
Oh, okay.
So when you're hearing this, I'll put that officially up. Well, it'll be up by Friday. So you hear that. So if you're interested in that, you can join CTM Fit group and at least it'll be a diet bet. And then, so there, we did one of those back in. It was last year. I know it went, everyone kind of enjoyed it, so we're just going to do another one. So that's all I've got.
Okay. Wonderful.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. Me. Us being me in the audience.
Is there a third person here?
Well, the audience is always. Oh. They're always in the room.
You're welcome, Jared and audience.
Yes. As Jamie always likes to say,
we will see you in the parks.
Bye.